Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is November 14th, 2005, the commemoration of the consecration of Samuel Seabury. The lections appointed for this unusual feast speak of the role of the bishop, to be the chief pastor in a diocese and a defender of the faith. But there were other ways to go. I might have chosen the first few verses of Genesis, with their reminder that before things got organized, the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. In many ways, a formless void and darkness might have been good words to describe the state of the Anglican community in the brand new United States. Many Anglicans had been loyal to the British Crown during the Revolution, and Samuel Seabury himself, the man we remember today, served as a chaplain to the Redcoats. But once the war was over, the Anglicans in America knew they were going to have to get about the business of self-government, just as the Founding Fathers did. But without a bishop, they could hardly be an Episcopal church. Samuel Seabury was chosen to return to England and seek consecration as a bishop in the new American church. After a year in England, it became clear that no English bishop would consecrate Seabury, since as an American, he could not swear the oath of allegiance to the king. But many of the bishops in Scotland were also unwilling to swear the oath, and they were finally persuaded to consecrate a bishop for America on this day, November 14th, in 1784. With that act of apostolic consecration, Seabury, and the faithful Anglicans who sent him, sealed the intention of the Episcopal Church to be an integral part of the worldwide Anglican Communion. And yet his refusal to swear the oath of allegiance signaled that the American church was simultaneously determined to be true to its own principles, even though they be counter to tradition. Today, the Episcopal Church is embroiled in many controversies about what it means to be part of the worldwide communion while keeping to the values of freedom and openness that the American Revolution guaranteed. By providing the historic episcopate for the United States, God gave us a great gift and a great responsibility. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O Lord our God, for your goodness in bestowing upon this church the gift of the episcopate, which we celebrate in this remembrance of the consecration of Samuel Seabury. And we pray that, joined together in unity with our bishops and nourished by your holy sacraments, we may proclaim the gospel of redemption with apostolic zeal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us on November 16th at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of St. Margaret of Scotland. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.